Hey, this is Daniel. Thanks for listening to DIY Money. If you haven't already, be sure to give us a 5-star review on iTunes so your friends know that they can learn from the show. Now, enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to DIY Money. I think I'm supposed to say that. And you're supposed to say...
DIY Money.
There it is. Do I need more coffee today? Probably.
The coffee pot.
I actually
is
had
empty.
A pretty heavy hand this morning when I poured mine.
Clearly, because I went down to get a second cup and it was like a third of a cup worth. And I was like,
awkward.
Okay. I guess
do you usually
I'm just
have
going
two
to.
At the office?
No. But it was cold today.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was just cold today.
I don't want to talk about the
cup
cold.
Sounds good.
I'm kind of bitter. I had a, well, I still have, I think, a camping trip planned for this weekend. But the low is supposed to be like 40, which is where you're like.
It's perfect camping weather.
No, your toes get cold.
Oh, that sounds great.
Mm-mm. I don't want to talk about the cold. What I want to talk about is coffee, because this is coffee talk.
Coffee talk.
Do you do, I think we've talked about this before briefly, but I don't remember what you said, because it hasn't been warm since, for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a cold brew guy at all, or are you just strictly hot coffee?
I don't seek out cold brew.
Okay.
But, like, if it's summer... and I come across it, and I want a coffee, and all of the conditions all add up, then, I mean, I'll enjoy it.
Okay, but if you, let's say you go to a coffee shop in the summer, are you getting cold iced coffee,
no.
Cold brew, or are you still getting hot coffee?
No, when I lived in Las Vegas for a while, it'd be like 105 out, I would just drink a hot coffee.
I hate that for you.
So, which
wait,
in 105, it almost tastes like cold brew.
When you say, if I stumble across... cold brew, or is it just on the side of the road?
I just don't go
point,
in and
it sounds like you don't like,
I don't wake up in the morning and go, you know what sounds awesome? Like cold brew. But I guess if I'm just hanging out, if like all the conditions and stars line up and I'm just like, you know what?
You could be a meteorologist all your life and never see something like this. It would be a disaster of epic proportions. It would be the perfect storm.
I guess I'll have a cold.
What are the stars that need to align?
Give I don't know.
Give me the checklist.
It'd probably be like hanging out mid-morning on a patio and the person I'm with orders cold brew and I'm like, ah, I guess I'll try that too. And
might as well.
I don't know.
So it's social pressure is the first checkbox.
Maybe.
What else?
I don't know. I don't really crave cold brew very often. It has to be a good cold brew too.
My thing is I like cold brew better than iced coffee. But most places make terrible cold brew.
That's
if they also sell iced coffee.
Oh, yes. I don't know.
I went through a phase
now I'm confused.
2 years
ago. So you were talking
ago?
About not just iced coffee, but legit like 24-hour cold brew.
Yes.
But not like all the way to like nitro cold brew like Starbucks. You're just talking about the cold brew, the stuff that they put grinds in and put in the fridge for
if
tomorrow.
I'm honest with you, I don't know what nitro cold brew actually means. Beyond, I think they use nitrogen in the... I'm going to make something up and I hope it's
dispensing
right.
Dispensing process?
Yes. That's what I was going to say. Is that right?
I have no clue why they do it. I think it's gimmicky.
I think it is too. I think it's made up. It's fake.
No, I mean, there's obviously nitrogen somewhere along the line.
I think they make it up.
But I don't think it's essential.
They pour a little bit of LaCroix in it before they hand it to you.
No, it's got different bubbles. It's not LaCroix bubbles. I would know the LaCroix bubbles.
Oh!
But not the bubbly bubbles.
Bubbly is the worst.
We've been in a debate in our office the last week between Daniel and I on if bubbly is crappy LaCroix or better than LaCroix.
Yeah,
and I'm on team better because
there's a lot of bubbly
flavor.
Waters now, and it's very contentious. Not like bubbly brand, but like there's a lot of what are they called flavored seltzer waters.
I think there's a difference between a seltzer water and a sparkling water, and that's why
oh
I don't
boy.
Think I like polar.
We're drifting off coffee talk. We should probably get to the question.
Okay, well, on that note then, Daniel, that was an abrupt ending to what
it'd be
I was...
fun if people went to our social and let us know if what their favorite seltzer, soda, sparkling,
they're
fizzy...
going to say bubbly.
I hope not.
Just saying.
I
LaCroix
our...
is LaCroix is the, I can't even think of a fancy brand in this moment. It's like, it's not that much better. It's just the fancy brand. It has a fancy name. And you feel cool when you drink it.
I felt so cool. You know those moments in your life when you feel cool? I felt cool at that moment.
But the flavor itself, we're going to... Okay,
I totally wish we had a listener poll for this.
We're doing a blind taste test. I think we should do that. We'll get the same...
I did a blind taste test once for this podcast.
Of what?
coffees. We did like five different coffees to see if I could identify them.
Wait, I vaguely remember that. And you actually did well, right?
Yeah, pretty well.
Yeah.
Not to toot my own horn,
we'll get like lime because everything has lime.
We do have to get to the question though. We're going to get fired.
Okay. Totally. You're right. Okay. Well, this podcast, all podcasts brought to you by Joule Financial. Check us out on the web, joulefinancial.com. Keep your questions coming to podcast@diymoney.org. And we do need junior questions. I think they mentioned that last episode. But keep those juniors coming. We've got one coming up on the next episode, but looking a little dry in that area. Send them over. We'll send you a $25 Amazon gift card. And today we got a question from Johnson. Johnson, what do you got?
DIY!
Hi, DIY Money. This is Johnson from Virginia. I hope this question isn't too technical or confusing. However, I have an HSA account that I'm using as an investment vehicle. I have an upcoming medical procedure that I expect to exceed my HSA balance. Fortunately, I have enough cash on hand to cover it. However, my question is, assuming I'm keeping diligent records of the procedures, would I be able to withdraw that amount once my balance grows past the cost of the procedures or preceding medical expenses, or does my HSA balance need to exceed the accumulation of all my health expenses at that time? Huge fan of the show. Thanks.
Thank you, Johnson, for sending in that question. HSA. So the reason why I like this question a lot, one, it has like a technicality that we can certainly get to, and kind of taking a step back, let's talk about the benefits of an HSA because it's been a while since we've jumped into those a little bit, and then talk about some good strategies that we see and talk to people about frequently about using these well. So HSA is a health savings account. In order to have a health savings account, you have to be enrolled in a high deductible health plan. That qualifies you to be able to open this account and make contributions. Now, once you fund it, it stays with you for life. So this isn't a situation where if a lot of times you open it through your employer because that's easier. You don't necessarily have to. Once you leave that company, your HSA will follow you wherever you go. What we typically like to do, because when you put the contributions in, you get a tax deduction for that, whether that's on the front end and they just don't report the income because it's through your employer, or you actually get like a line item on your return to take those out. Either way, you're getting the deduction. Then it's going to grow tax-free in that account. And the third benefit of this triple tax benefit is when you take those funds out, as long as they are used for qualified medical expenses or medical reimbursements, which we'll jump into here in a second with the question, there is no tax on the funds as they come out either. So it's the only vehicle with that triple tax benefit. It's deductible going in, grows tax-free, distributes tax-free. The benefit of these and the best way you can use them in the long term is you can actually invest the funds in your HSA. And what you'll do is save medical receipts. You can pay for those out of pocket as they're occurring. And then when you get into a place where you need the funds, then they've grown tax-free. It doesn't matter what year that expense incurred. As long as you haven't reimbursed it yet, you can reimburse it. So 20 years down the road, if I go to the doctor today, I can take out the funds after they've grown a bunch too and reimburse. So the question here is the technicality on if I go to the doctor today and it costs $250, but the balance in my HSA is only $200, can I then later reimburse? Which you can, as far as I can find. Now, the IRS, I couldn't find in their publication a direct answer on this because Daniel and I were talking a little bit right before this. I think the intention in the IRS code was more about monitoring the long-term contributions and distributions and not necessarily banking on people investing them and doing kind of this strategy that we talk about with our clients a lot.
Totally. Yeah, but if you even think about it on a micro level, intra-year, if you had an expense in January and you were making monthly contributions to your HSA, you could pull that out in December.
Right, that's
after
true.
After the balance grew. So What we're really just talking about is a more macro view of that, or a larger picture view of that, where you contribute for multiple years, have some investment gains, all of that, and then take some out in the later years. I think what trips people up mostly is the idea that you can save receipts for multiple years and reimburse yourself in the future. So this is the strategy that our family does. We contribute to our HSA. We put pretty much all of that into investments with the goal of having a medical account for our future retirement, medical expenses. So we're just really trying to save up as much as, not as much as possible. We're trying to save up to where we would fully fund kind of our anticipated medical expenses in retirement. And then along the way, we're scanning and retaining copies of all of our medical receipts. So if we really did need that money along the way, we have the proof and we could withdraw that and reimburse ourselves at any time for that. So in the future. So that's fairly helpful, I think. At least that's a strategy that we've gone about doing. So along the way, we're getting the, you know, the tax deduction in each year that we contribute to the HSA. We're not paying taxes on the growth. And then when we take it out, that's as long as we have all those receipts, it's fine. Right now, kind of my intention is to think about it as sort of like our Medicare premium and out of pockets in retirement. But we don't know what's going to happen between now and retirement. And so it's nice to know if like we really needed some extra funds that we have those receipts there up to what we've spent before. I like doing it that way. I mean, it just provides an additional sort of retirement savings vehicle.
And I will also say another question we get frequently about the HSA, or I think there's some confusion or gray area about, is what qualifies as a medical expense. Because when I hear medical expense, I'm like, okay, well, if I'm not going to the doctor, then I can't reimburse it. Mm-hmm. But they've expanded that pretty broadly, especially like in 2019. I know they started counting like out of pocket. If you go and get like over the counter medications, that now qualifies.
Yeah, definitely. So look at the list of things that it qualifies and doesn't qualify
right.
for. Because some things you would not think that they do qualify, and some things you think that they would qualify, they don't qualify. And it could be beyond just your general doctor bills, it could be a little confusing. So definitely do look at the official list.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Right, right. And I'm sure that will probably change as well over time.
Yes,
so
by the time you listen
to this.
Keep
an eye on it. Yeah, no, probably. Awesome. Anything else to add?
No, not necessarily. I would think, you know, in Johnson's case, think about if you already have the cash to pay the medical expense, you know, why not let this keep growing in the future? You'll retain those receipts in case you ever really did need it. But you can't get money back in an HSA. It's like a retirement account, right? Like you can't, if you take money out of it, you're never going to get that maximum contribution back for a year that's passed. And so one of the powerful things about retirement and HSAs and things like that is if you're able to max those out in a given year or put in as much as you can, then each year you kind of have a new limit that you're able to do. But anytime you make a distribution, you don't get a higher than limit that year or in the future year. So it's really hard to put, really impossible to put money back in, if you will. So think about if you can leave those funds in there longer, all the better. In most cases, and for most people's plans, it can be a really good savings for the long term.
Go get it, son. Go get it.
Yep. Awesome. Okay, well, all Johnson did was send us a question, and he's going to receive a $25 Amazon gift card. But we'll wrap it up there today. The secret to wealth is very simple. It's to live on less than you make, invest the rest, and to continue to do so for a very long time. Make it a great one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the show. If you want your question aired on the show, be sure to send that to us and you'll get a $25 Amazon gift card.
This show is for entertainment and educational purposes only and is not intended as personal financial advice. Before making any financial decision, please do your homework and consult a financial advisor as needed.